Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. There's an old saying that goes, "Do as I say and not as I do." As wrong as we all know that is, we've all probably been guilty of doing just that with our kids. Nothing is more embarrassing than telling your kids to never drink from the milk container and then realizing that they've walked into the kitchen just in time to catch you trying to take a swig without spilling the whole gallon. Many adults drink and smoke openly in front of their children, all the while telling them that they should never do such things. Other cases may be as mild as talking negatively about people and then telling our kids that they should never do that. Once, when Renee was little, Evie took her along to deliver a dinner to a woman who had just had a baby. Entering into the house, the woman apologized for the unkempt condition of her house. Trying to put her at ease, Evie responded, "Oh, don't worry about it. You should see the condition of my house." To which Renee added, "But Mommy, our house is not this messy." Why is it that our kids reveal the truth when it embarrasses us the most? The truth is, they are just repeating what they have seen us say and do. There's just no way around it. Our children are more impacted by what they see us do than by what we tell them they should do. That's why abusive fathers often produce abusive sons. Actually, 75% of abusers experienced or witnessed abuse while they were growing up. Exodus 34:7 tells us that the iniquity of the fathers will be visited upon the sons to the third and fourth generation. So, the way that we're living is not just affecting us, it's affecting our children and our children's children. On the positive side, godly parents often produce godly children. There just seems to be something inescapable about the example we set for our children and how it affects their lives. Take a good look at yourself, and you'll see how much you are like your parents. It's just a fact of life. So don't just tell your kids what is right and what is wrong. Show them by becoming a good example. Think about it. You could produce four generations of milk drinkers that use a glass, even when no one is watching. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.